Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
My maracas.
Hey.
These are my maracas.
By God, that's happy hours music! Oh, Lauren, I hear your ASMR now. You do one better. These nitro cans open like, they open hard.
This bottle opener was trying to hurt me.
Oh, Mikey, you already did it. Before the show, the first two words of the show, and you already broke my game.
How did I break your game? I didn't break nothing.
Welcome everybody to Happy Hour. I'm Ryan Knightsey. I'm joined as always by Mikey Manfredi, Lauren Rosenberg, and Sean Taggart. And I was doing a special game, secret game, that legit Mikey just broke.
Because I'm the best at it.
The first two words you said. So I was starting this thing where I was going to do Pee Wee Herman style. And that's going to a theater, and then doing nothing. And that was having a secret phrase, and it was wrestling themed phrase. And literally, the first two words on—I don't know if you can see it on the stream—the words I wrote down were "By God." So, God damn it, Mikey!
I made the joke on Twitter. I literally made the exact same joke on Twitter. What'd you expect? I wouldn't regurgitate because I'm just a broken record.
I wrote it down this morning.
Well, Mikey's won the game. So Mikey said the secret phrase. So that
means
I changed the game.
Okay, I thought the game was different. We talked about that game, and I thought. The rules were you were going to give somebody a phrase, and the object was to make somebody else say the phrase.
Well, that was happy hour for this week.
That was more like so long that was for that now. Was happy minute. Our new show.
So long for now.
So what did everyone? So we haven't had a happy hour since the big wrestling weekend. What is this? Oh, nice. Yes, I'm a champion in this game.
Because he said the secret phrase, Mikey won $10.
I am the best.
That is a new bit for Happy Hour I was going to do, but guess what? We ripped the band.
So it was
off.
A thing we talked about before Void?
Yeah.
Damn, I was coming up with plans on the drive home.
Thinking about this.
So can you describe what the plan I had originally was?
So the original plan, like I said, was to before every happy hour, whoever was on, he was going to DM one of the other people at random a random phrase. And then the person who received the DM has to make somebody else say it on the show. And if they do, then they get, the person who makes the other person say it gets $10. And Ryan DM'd me the phrase this week because he wanted to test it. And the phrase was and that's the bottom line. And I was coming up with ideas to try to get either you, Sean, or Lauren to say it the whole drive home from work.
What were your best ideas? I'm kind of curious now.
I came up with two because I'm not that bright. Okay. One of them was I was going to talk about how Thunder Rosa Day is now on 316. And how she should have ended her speech with, like, accepting Thunder Rosa Day. And I was going to be like, oh, what was Stone Cold's thing again? I can't remember. And have try to get one of you guys to be like, that's the bottom line, because Thunder Rosa said so. And be like, that counts. And then I was going to, I had the same plan again, where I was going to try to make you guys say it, but instead I was going to talk about his appearance at WrestleMania. That was, that, those were my two plans. And I think they would have worked.
Yeah, they probably would have worked.
Because we're sucker, we're all, we're wrestling fans. We're all suckers for a catchphrase. See? Perfect.
This is way longer than I thought.
This is way too long.
No, it's great. Keep it going. Just let it play the whole way through.
Yeah. That was transitioning. That was way longer than I thought it was gonna be. Lauren, how are you doing? How has been, you're coming down the high that is WrestleMania weekend. How are you doing?
I'm good, you know, just back to normal life, which isn't very enthusing to say the least.
No WrestleMania to look forward to, no collective to look forward to.
No Cody Rhodes looking like he's coming out of a toaster again.
Did anyone see the GIF from Raw where his elevator got stuck and it was just his head and it was really funny?
He's like white bread going on a toaster, man. It's just like,
I think it's funny that they set this whole contraption up, including the big like walk down thing, and it looks so out of place with that stage setup.
Cody needs his Cody Mater.
They couldn't change the stage to something that could better include the Cody Vader.
Which is
like it had it at WrestleMania and it worked. Like AEW could totally do it, but for whatever reason, Raw, they couldn't do it, guys.
I just don't get why Cody like has to. He, like, the only way he can enter is if he raises from the floor. Otherwise, he doesn't want it. Like, I don't get it. I don't get why he's so obsessed with it. Like, why are you obsessed with the elevator so much?
Well, that's because it's part of his presentation, and nothing's going to change from his presentation until he comes up there as Stardust in, like, 3 months.
I meant to say, give it, like, a week at tops. 2 months is generous.
Yeah.
Why would we change it? That's what we're buying, pal.
That's what you were when you left, and that's what you're going to be when you come back.
No one gets this American Nightmare.
You know what's popular right now? Space.
Movies,
the Final Frontier.
Oh, no. Don't tell me it's like a Captain Picard gimmick. I'm like,
I've been watching a lot of Picard recently.
And Cody goes, so have I, because I'm also a huge Star Trek fan.
I was going to say, it would be right up Cody's alley.
Cody would eat up a Picard gimmick.
I couldn't imagine Vince watching like Star Trek. He feels like somebody that still watches The Sopranos and thinks it's new.
He watches The Sopranos. He just watches it on repeat.
Yeah,
I think
I've never seen this one before, pal.
I think Vince is a huge fan of Law and Order SVU. You know, it's right in his demo. You know, and also it's serialized content, so you can just watch whatever the hell he wants. Plus, he's got the hots for the lead actress.
Also, based on
and the hots for Christopher Maloney. Who doesn't, honestly?
Based on how Vince books, I think Sopranos would be his favorite series because it ended. The ending made perfect sense to Vince.
Yep.
No ending. Ending out of nowhere.
Exactly. Ending out of nowhere. It was a swerve, and Vince has taken that to heart ever since.
Got it.
I think if we learned anything, he doesn't like Swerve.
Tony Khan likes Swerve. No, Tony Khan just likes Swerve more.
Yeah.
Swerve is not my cup of tea.
I don't get this.
At least we know a star was made last night in Wheeler Yuta.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that match on Rampage.
Oh, no, this episode comes out Saturday, so... This episode comes out Saturday.
Yeah, but we're live on Thursday.
No. We're live right now to the audience listening at home on Saturday. So, yeah, you're right, Sean. That last night when a star was born, Lady Gaga came out on Rampage, and she sang to the entire boss. She sang to Scotty Edwards herself.
Sorry for being the only one to cater to you, Twitch chat. Thank you. You're welcome. Nobody else cares about you.
Wow. Hello, Twitch chat.
Well, I hope you guys are doing well. It's been a big week in wrestling, but I'm left with shit. I don't have a transition.
Nailed
it. What's in the void?
Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Good.
Oh, good for you.
There we go. Perfect.
I'm left of answers, but have zero questions.
Good for you.
So
I'm so glad the soundboard is back.
Yeah.
We're going to play the first game, and maybe the only game, probably. 20 questions. Have you guys ever played 20 questions before?
Yes.
Great. Well, I'm glad. Great. But just in case you don't know how to play it, I have the name of a wrestler in my brain. And you all are going to have to work as a team to try to figure out who that wrestler is. You get obviously
Happy Hour Trios titles win.
Yep. We have three belts, right? So they technically maybe should.
We have three belts, and they're all in California right now.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
I have a wrestler's name in my head, and you all are going to try to guess the wrestler. You have 20 questions to do so. You can talk amongst yourselves to come up with ideas and whatnot. Does that sound, as a kid say, chill?
Yes. Yeet.
No, we got one no, we got one yes. Sean, what about you? You're going to break the vote.
Sure, I guess so.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for letting us play this game. If you voted no, we would have had to end Happy Hour really early.
We ended it, 10 minutes ago.
Oh, right. We had happy... Well, that was the end of Happy Minute. Now we're actually in Happy Hour.
I just thought of a very funny bit for future episodes. I'm going to write that down real quick. But let's go play questions.
I'm glad Ryan just has a notebook full of, potentially funny bits for Happy Hour.
A key phrase is potentially. The adjective potentially doesn't describe the bits. It describes the funny. But these are bits that will be happening. It's whether or not they're funny or not.
Are they going to land? Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Probably not, but is that my fault?
Yes.
All right. Are you all ready to play 20 questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a wrestler's name in my head. I got cage match open, and I'll try to answer them as best I can. Let's start off with Lauren.
Okay, wait, I have to give out...
You have to ask a question.
Oh, I have to ask a question.
We're all trying to... You guys are trying to... Working as a team, figure out what wrestler am I thinking of.
We have to narrow it down here.
Mm-hmm. They can be seen in multiple promotions?
Currently?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Largely no. You know, Well, I don't know. I don't think they've wrestled anywhere. So no, I would say no.
Okay.
Sean.
Trunks or long boys?
Very good question.
That's a great question.
Neither?
They wrestle naked.
Oh, okay.
Yokoshino.
the Invisible Man, who you don't know, is naked.
The Invisible Stan.
Yeah, they're both naked. Clothes don't. Here's the thing: clothes don't carry you. Have you know they don't turn invisible. Mikey.
Have they main evented WrestleMania?
No, that's three questions, Lauren. Mikey, I see you're writing this down.
I'm just taking notes.
As an avid D&D player, I respect the move.
I usually don't take notes, but I'm just taking notes on the questions we ask, so I don't re-ask them.
Are you writing down the answers, or just the questions?
The answers.
Okay, good.
Are they mainly a tag team wrestler or a singles wrestler?
Can you ask it in the form of a yes or no question?
All right. Singles wrestler, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Alright. Are they US? Are they international?
No, they are not international. They are national.
That's a good way to describe it. They are national.
And I'm proud to be a national. That song slaps, by the way. Can we talk about how much that song does?
Because
at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man that died.
So I can't see that song ever the same, because when we used to do this thing in like elementary school called lip sync, where it would be like a bunch of kids get on stage and do a performance of a song that already exists and lip sync it. But for some reason, at the end of every single one, we had to somebody did that song, and it like and it just ruined the song for me. Anyway, it's my turn, right?
And I proudly stand up.
Is it
to you?
Is it my question?
Yes,
it is.
Has this wrestler main evented a AEW pay per view?
I don't believe so. No.
Mm-hmm.
Can we guess at any time who it is during the 20 questions?
Or
do we have to go through all 20 in that pass?
Great question. I would say, you can guess like a specific person, but like that, you know, if it's not that person, you're not going to gather
it counts
any
as a,
information.
It doesn't count as a question.
It counts as a question.
Okay.
You're not, so you only learn the information
so
of.
We're at six right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you guys can talk about it amongst each other if you have.
Okay,
idea.
So we have not seen in multiple promotions yet, according to Ryan.
Not yet.
No trunks or long boys. Has not main evented Mania. Has not main evented an AEW pay per view. A singles competitor who is in the U.S. and not international.
No, national.
National, sorry.
And I proudly stand up next to you.
So, I'm gathering they're a mid-carder.
I believe it's Lawrence. Yeah, I believe it's Lawrence here.
Is it CM Punk?
No, it is not CM Punk.
Well, that's one of our questions, so that's seven.
Okay.
Good. I like...
Because
so
you said...
Was it the long boy question?
Yeah, because of the long boy question.
Both.
Well, I feel
he
like
would have said
I
both,
said,
I think.
I would probably would have
yeah,
said both.
Yeah, he would have
both.
Said both.
Okay.
I said neither. I think I would have said both. Yeah. Sean. The question, do they proudly stand up?
Yes. Next to me?
Do they proudly control their narrative?
Do they proudly clutch their nuts? That's not the question.
That's not the question. If the answer is yes, then it's Bam Sullivan.
Yeah, right, Bam Sullivan.
But the question that I do have is, were they a former Ring of Honor champion?
No.
Fuck, okay.
Wow, the pure guy who's asking all the Ring of Honor questions.
Have they run their own show during the collective?
Ever?
Ever.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I can check. I doubt it. Maybe, but I doubt it.
I'm just going to assume that answer is
yeah, me too.
I would say no.
I know it didn't narrow it down very much, but if the answer was yes, it would have narrowed it down a lot.
It would have, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So, that, like,
so it was kind of an all, people. It was, yeah, it was kind of an all or nothing kind of question there.
Appreciate it. That was a good one.
What number question was that? I've lost track, I think.
Nine.
That was nine?
We've run around three people three times, yeah. Sorry.
Yep.
Lauren, your pick.
Have they held a championship belt in AEW?
I see you've surmised that they're in AEW. I never agreed to that, but you've surmised that through context clues. And your answer, sir, is yes.
Okay, so they've had an AEW title and is a singles wrestler.
And they proudly stand up. No, well, yeah, probably.
Proudly of some sort.
So that narrows it down a lot.
It does.
That's a huge question.
That helps. We have one, two, three.
Okay, so that's 10. Are they part of a stable in AEW?
No.
Do you have any idea how little that narrows it down?
It kind of does narrow it down, though.
No, I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you.
Yeah.
I would say no. Maybe if you want to consider the home team. New Japan style. They're part of the home team, I guess.
the AEW stable.
Yeah.
The AEW stable.
Was a Huntai or whatever?
Kaientai or whatever.
Kaientai. Mikey?
Do they have a manager?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most of the time, their manager manages.
Most of the time, their manager manages.
Most people wouldn't consider their manager a manager, but, you know, he's kind of a manager.
I think I know it.
Yeah, I think I know it, too.
I'm still going to ask a question, because I'm... So do they currently have a championship belt in AEW?
No, they do not.
Okay.
Sean, you feel confident. I can see it all over your face.
Yeah, I'm going to ask one more question.
Who are you between?
So right now, I am between Nyla and Jamie Hayter.
Jamie Hayter has never held a belt.
Oh, that's right. So
it's got to be Nyla.
No.
Based on those two answers.
Yeah, no, male or female wrestler.
He asked in the form of a yes or no question.
Are they a man?
I'm getting a phone call from New York. Give me one second. Hello? I'm pulling a Sean Ross app. Hello, New York? Sorry.
Hello, Vince?
Hello?
Do they have a penis?
I cannot confirm that, but I would presume yes.
I guess the answer to that is, are they male presenting?
Sure.
Okay. That wasn't my question.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that, I'm between here, since we're working as a team, I'm between Darby and Sammy right now. Because manager that isn't considered a manager, but usually manages, so like Sting.
Sting.
Yeah. Or Ed. Ty,
but she's only really managed.
But she doesn't really manage that much. She more wrestles. So I'm gonna go. We have a few more questions left. So I'm gonna burn. I'm gonna burn one here if I don't get it. But is it Darby Allin?
Yeah! Correct. Congratulations, boys.
Okay.
The correct answer was Darby Darbathan Allin.
Darbathan
Allison.
Yes. So
my last question was going to be, do they like skateboard?
Yeah, maybe. Darby Allin. So when you said like long boys or short boys, what was it? Trunks?
Yeah.
You said Trunks specifically. And
he has like the shorts.
Yeah, shorts on. So I was like, no, and not long. I mean, you could consider the tights, I guess.
I see how you were like kind of like, fumbling that question a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. But when I think of Darby Allin, I think of him wearing shorts, not the tights.
That's fair.
That's fair.
And then I forget what the other question was like, does he have a manager? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No one would consider him a manager, but he and is even, basically
even
a manager.
He wouldn't consider himself a manager, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah. But for the most part, he's there to manage Darby in the matches.
Another one of my questions was going to be, it's Sting?
It's Sting!
That was a great impression.
It was very good.
That was really good.
That was really good. Want to do the next one?
Sure.
Let's.
Okay, next one.
You have to play the music.
It's part of the contract, guys. It's part of the contract.
He has to play it at least 6 times.
Next game. I'm thinking of a wrestler. I'm going to start this time with Sean.
Sure. Are they based out of America?
Yes.
Okay. Are they allowed to work the indies?
Yes. Well, no. No.
Trick question.
Yes.
Okay.
Good to know.
That is a tough answer. That's a tough question. Legitimately, I'm sitting here, I was like, yeah. But then I was like, wait, no. But yes? No, but yes? That's a legitimately tough
question. Is it weird that I might know who it is based on the apprehension with that answer?
Probably. I don't know. Lauren, what are you thinking?
Are they female?
No, they are not. Three questions. Sean, tell me.
Are they a former WWE champion?
No, they are not. Mikey, you feel confident at question number two.
I don't feel confident. I think I said I think I might have it based on your answer to the question of are they allowed to work the indies. I recently saw a story about on Reddit, I think, about how Cody Rhodes has a weird deal where he might be able to do outside stuff that's not WWE. So it kind of threw me for a loop when you answered like that. So just to get Cody off my brain, whether it is or isn't, my question is going to be, is there theme song Kingdom by Downstreet?
No, but it would be awesome if it was. That'd be the cool.
All right, so in my notes,
weird entrance,
not Cody.
It would be a weird entrance, but it would be funny. I would love to see it. Honestly, it's like a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren.
Were they released by WWE at one point?
That's not bad.
No, they were not. Okay. I believe, because your previous question was, have they ever, or were they a champion in WWE, right?
Were they a former WWE champion?
Yeah, so either they have, so basically it's, they've either never worked in WWE, or they've worked in WWE and still work in WWE and are able to kind of work the indies. So it's,
probably not WWE.
Or they don't work in WWE. Yeah.
Were they a former independent wrestling heavyweight champion for IWTV?
For IWTV?
Yes.
I want to say no. No, they're not. That's a sizable chunk of indie wrestlers. Probably hints on how.
Are they a heel?
Oh, no. No.
Maybe.
What was Mikey's question?
Are they a heel? And the answer was no.
Okay. Are they a tag team wrestler or a singles wrestler?
Has to be a yes or no question.
Yeah, I realized that as I said it. Are they a singles wrestler?
Yes, mainly. Currently?
Okay.
Sorta,
okay.
Mainly yes, but sorta.
At the moment.
At the moment, kind of.
Okay,
for mainly, reasons.
Mainly single slash kind of tag team.
Okay.
I mean, I think of them as a singles wrestler, but they have been a tag team wrestler for a good portion of the career as well. So,
okay.
So, Sean, I believe it's up to you.
Yeah, no. So I was just going to throw some ideas with you guys.
Okay, yeah, let's talk. Yeah, we are a team. We should talk about
Yeah. So I was thinking Danhausen.
Okay. What makes you think that?
Because it would be cool to see him come out to Kingdom.
That's true.
That's the only reason. That's the only thing.
Yes.
Just the way he.
That's not incorrect.
Yeah, how he's not a heel, and he Ryan mentioned when the question about the heel came up, he was like, "No, can't, no, like
definitely not."
That could also just mean they're a Mondo babyface in other ways too.
Sure. And then. I was also thinking of...
The thing that throws me off about Danhausen is the most recent, is Lauren's just last question, where he says they're mostly singles, but kind of tag team, like he said, due to circumstances, right?
Yes, that is what I said.
Okay.
So, Danhausen hasn't, like, been on... Like, Danhausen has tagged with people, but I don't think he's been on any notable tag teams.
So, that one could also make me think either Bowens or Caster.
Because of circumstances, because Bowens is hurt.
Right.
But also, they both worked as singles guys.
That's true. So that could work. And it would be funny to see him come out to Kingdom, because he would probably, because Caster would probably try to rap over it, yeah?
Yeah.
You listen!
So...
I believe it is Sean's turn to guess. Your nine questions.
I'm gonna. Should I try with one of them?
Yeah, we have plenty. We have a good amount of questions left. Go for it.
Is it Max Caster?
No.
Okay. Fuck. Okay.
I didn't think it was either of them. I don't know. I wasn't feeling that. But
I don't think it was a bad guess.
No, it's not a bad guess.
Mikey?
Did their tag team partner betray them?
Like their current one?
Yes.
No. Okay. That is not the reasons why there's like...
I don't know.
No, I mean, I think it's a fine guess.
We're at 13, by the way.
This will be 13, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will this be lucky 13? I love the pose, Lauren.
The Zandig? Lucky 13?
Yeah, I got that.
Have they debuted in a company the past 9 months?
When you say company, what do you mean by company? Like, what do you mean by debuted in a company?
So, debuted on a big show for a television company.
In the last 9 months ago? What was 9 months ago?
So, let me see.
That's a great question.
That'd be July 7th.
The months are starting to feel like weeks, man.
Yes. Actually, yeah.
There we go.
July, if it's July 7th, 2021, then yes.
Okay, so recent debut.
Wow, it's right on there. It's like right there.
Oh my god.
So, a more recent debut. Are they currently in a feud on television?
On television, no.
Okay. AEW Dark could be.
I feel like that was me giving a hint.
that seemed to be it.
My favorite thing about this is me doing subtle hints.
TV feud technically, but could be something on a. Because I think we narrowed it down to AEW.
It could be Ring of Honor technically. Well,
it also could be
but those aren't televised shows, right?
Impact's
on TV.
I thought it was only on Twitch.
No, no. It's on Access. Because they bought the channel to get on TV.
Hey, man.
gotta do what you gotta do.
Wait, okay. Boy. Do they have hair?
I mean, like, barely. Way less than you. I mean, I would consider them basically balding.
Okay.
I'm still lost.
Lauren, did that help you with anything? Because it's my question now.
I almost feel like okay, Sean, I was going to say, almost thinking Jay Lethal.
That's what I'm thinking too, because I'm feeling Lethal. He recently debuted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is in a feud, but like it started technically in ROH.
But right. Also, that feud got on TV, and Ryan said it wasn't a TV feud. That feud was on Dynamite this week.
That's true.
Oh shit! Yeah, it was.
The balding thing. That's what I was like. Oh.
Yeah, I want to elaborate that. I would not say they're bald. I would say they're balding. Because let me look up a picture of them. I don't believe they are fully bald. I feel like they're like huge. Oh, actually, they are pretty bald. If anything, like buzz cut, shaved down. Maybe they are bald. Maybe they are bald.
Okay. Well, now
I feel like there are like big portions of it that as soon as you guys get that, you'll be like, oh, okay.
So bald, balding.
They're like, to me, they're like huge aspects that you guys are like missing. Okay, I believe Sean, you're about to ask the 15th question.
Yeah. So I will say
we're getting down to the wire here.
Yeah, it's not gonna currently on TV. Not on TV. So take Swerve and Keith Lee out of it.
Yeah, Swerve, Keith Lee, Jay Lethal, gone.
Gone.
Mm-hmm. Redragon, gone.
Gone. Cole, gone.
Because he has
Danielson,
hair.
Gone.
Danielson, gone.
Tony Nese, gone.
For a moment, I thought John Silver, but then, like, that's gone.
Well, John Silver was like a very early AEW pickup.
Yeah, exactly. That's,
I was thinking I was thinking Mox, but in the last 9 months, it wouldn't be Mox.
No. You guys are gonna be so mad for the answer.
There's been so many debuts, man.
It's not Garcia.
Oh no, it's not.
No, I'm just saying, like.
All right, we still have 5 questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, there are big
questions. Whose turn
is
it? Sean?
It's
Sean.
Your turn? There are big questions that if you asked that, you would probably get the answer. Mm-hmm. Also, I just remember I'm not recording this, so Mikey, you go when you get to the editing.
To pull it from Twitch.
Oh my
Got
God.
It.
No, yeah, it's fine. We're recording. We're live for posterity.
Right.
Does the Twitch chat know? Is there a Twitch chat that knows?
No. Nobody has talked in Twitch chat yet, so no.
Okay.
All right, so, see, I'm also thinking... I was also thinking JD Drake for some reason.
I mean, that makes sense. They are in AEW. They have debuted on... Was JD Drake in the last 9 months? Probably, right?
Oh, no, he wasn't. He was, like, pandemic. Never mind.
Yeah, I was gonna say JD.
Yeah, this was July of 2021.
They're also remember they're a babyface because we asked if they were a heel and the answer was no.
If you if to go along with your thinking, if it's an AEW person, then they would have debuted at some point between in July to after, mm-hmm. so AEW was back on touring. So it would have been someone mm-hmm. that would have been on a tour.
And who Dave?
Assuming going along with your thinking of it being someone in AEW.
And they're not in a televised feud currently.
Well, yeah, they're in a feud, but I would not say it's televised.
Hmm.
Well, I guess they're really not in a feud. No, I guess that's over, actually.
So they're in a feud that just ended.
Yeah.
They were even a feud that just ended.
I would say it probably just ended. I mean, I assume.
Who were big debuts to anywhere in the past 9 months? Since July.
You guys are going to be very mad at me. You guys are going to be so mad.
All right. Do you have a question in mind, Sean?
At this point, it's sort of like you got to give me a question.
No, yeah. I understand. Have they challenged for a title and lost?
Just in general?
In the past 9 months.
Okay, let me look this up. I'm gonna look at their matches real quick.
Cage matches.
They have challenged for a belt and lost. The latest one was in. Well, that's a big hint. Well, the latest one that was question 15. So this, who cares? their latest one where they lost a title challenge was in what is the 10th month? October. In October.
How long has 2.0 been a thing?
I mean, for years, technically.
2.0. Well, you know what I mean. Like how? Like say, how long since they got to AEW between 2.0 and Garcia?
Like
Garcia was definitely first.
No, 2.0 was around like August, September in AEW.
So they're in the parameters.
They're in the parameters.
They are.
What about Garcia?
Garcia wouldn't because he was showing up on Dark on the pandemic, but
and he's
also televised feud, yeah.
Kicks him.
Man. Why is this
so very
I know, we heard, Ryan. You told us.
So
that we're dumb and we can't get it.
Challenge for a title in October. Not in a TV feud anymore. Oh.
What?
I think I have an idea. I'm thinking Brian Cage. Because I'm thinking, wasn't his Ricky Stark street fight in Philly on a Rampage in October?
Yeah, I think it was, actually.
Possible.
Brian Cage did make technically did make a debut in the last 9 months if you count Ring of Honor.
That is true. That is actually technically true.
He is balding. He chose his head to be that way.
I revised it to say bald.
Okay, so it's not Brian Cage. Brian Cage has a mohawk right now. It was a good guess though. I like that.
Again, there's like, you know, just what if you just said like, you know, confirm whether you guys are pretty confident that they're in AEW.
Are they okay? Are they in AEW?
No.
Okay, great.
Jesus. Okay, that's one way to burn a question.
I told you there's like a big thing you guys are missing that I'm like, well, I can't. I'm trying.
We were kind of laser focused on the wrong thing. Big
but
debut,
but that information is
helps.
Ginormous.
It helps. Big debut, mostly singles, kind of bald, baby face, not released by WWE, allowed to work indies.
Kind of.
I believe it's Lauren's. No, it's still Mikey's, right?
My question was, is it AEW or AEW?
It's Lauren's guess.
Okay.
This will be the 17th question.
Are they in their 30s?
I don't think so.
Do you have any idea how little?
No, they're not. They're not in their
30s. Okay. Sean, go ahead. Take the floor. It's all yours.
Sean feels confident. I saw it in his eyes that he's feeling like he knows something.
Did they participate in this 17? WrestleMania weekend?
Say it again.
Did they wrestle during this WrestleMania weekend?
Yes.
So is that 18 now or 17?
That was 18.
Wait.
We have the final two guesses. We'll do final two questions, and I'll give you guys a chance to like a guess. You know.
I don't have a guest.
Sean.
Is it
who I'm thinking it is?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Well, we can. Guys, we are a team. We can talk.
Yeah. Let's talk this through.
What do you, Sean? What do you think?
Mania, so they wrestled Mania weekend. Mm-hmm.
They're
not in AEW. Are we okay? So here's the. I was thinking Gresham.
Gresham has worked indies, though.
Yeah,
he's allowed to work indies. That he is, but I don't know. The kind of is what's throwing me off.
Oh, but also...
And he recently debuted for Impact.
Mm, and he is bald.
Did he challenge for a belt there?
He challenged for the Ring of Honor belt.
Any challenge for the Progress belt recently, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't lose.
That's true. He didn't lose.
Oh wait, October.
The question was specifically he challenged.
He
for
lost.
And
lost.
Lost. He didn't lose.
Okay. Okay. So, who are you thinking, Lauren?
I was thinking. I thought it was Almost at first, but then I realized he's in WWE, so we can't work at these.
Again, the Indies question was
kind of.
No,
it was very.
No, but yes.
It was weird.
Yeah, it's like
it was complex. Okay,
like that
but
was
he did work.
It wasn't a hard yes.
Weekend.
No, what was it? What did you say, John?
I was gonna say just let's. The question to Working Mania Weekend was yes.
Correct. He worked Mania Weekend.
So that could have been during Mania. Are you counting? Are you counting Rampage as WrestleMania Weekend?
I'm even more specific. Yes, you worked WrestleMania Weekend specifically. Collective. Mikey, it is your guess.
I know it is. No, it's not. Wait, is it? Is it my question?
It's your question.
I don't have anything still. All
right, so think of some of the collective shows.
With bald people.
With bald people. Think of all the collective shows, and then Lord just like with bald people, with just malice in his voice.
Can that be a show next year?
With bald
people.
It's just
DCW presents
with
bald
people.
Son of a.
Okay.
Mikey, give me a question.
Oh, fuck.
I wrote down four people, and I'm pretty sure we're only going to get to these two. I don't know what time.
Because 20 questions is hard. Fuck. I actually have no guesses, so I don't even know what to ask. Can y'all help me out? If you have any leads, let me try to. I can ask a question that'll help your leads out, because I literally have nothing right now.
Okay, so.
Wait.
Lauren's on to something?
I'm thinking. Mikey, ask if they were in Bloodsport.
Were they in Bloodsport?
No.
Bloodsport.
Fuck.
That's 19?
That was 19. Lauren, question 20. The grand old question 20.
Wow, that was. Wow.
All right, so let's think of some of the shows we watched this weekend. There was so many fucking. There was so much wrestling at the collective. Check that episode coming out tomorrow. Damn it, tomorrow for the stream. Yesterday for the podcast.
So they were in Bloodsport. They
so
we were in Spring Break because that's the only one I can think of.
Right. So. It's not Busick because he was.
That was my guess.
Yeah. So
no, because Busick was released, and we specific. Oh no, he wasn't. His contract ran out, didn't it?
His contract
released. Wait, was he released?
No,
was he released?
No, he was released.
So then it's not Busick because one of our questions isn't not it was not released by WWE.
He's bald, so I'm thinking of okay.
And I'm still thrown off by the like. Kind of question on are they allowed to work the indies even though they literally work the indies this week this past
yeah
weekend.
Exactly
yeah
yeah once you realize the answer that's gonna make so much more sense to you.
Oh my god, I think wait, do I know it? I might know it. No wait, I don't think I do. Wait, what did okay, balding, right?
Yeah,
bald.
Yeah.
Kind of allowed to work the indies. Not in the tag team right now due to circumstances, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gage? Did he debut anywhere recently?
He debuted in AEW. And then he lost to Mox for the title.
I think we got it. Because he has that weird GCW contract. That's why the kind of. On the indie scene.
Isn't Nick Gage... Ryan.
Oh. Yes, it is!
What the fuck? What? Okay.
Hell yeah!
Because I'm very interested in something.
9 months ago was July 21st.
July 7th Dynamite?
Yes.
He was July 28th. Okay. Nine months. When you said 9 months, I looked up. It was July 21st. He was there July 28th.
It was
like, yeah,
so
just
made it. Just
he
made
just
it.
Just made it.
Holy shit.
It was a week off from 9 months ago.
Wow.
So that's why I was like, yeah, he debuted in a major promotion 9 months ago.
I get the kind of question now because he signed that weird GCW contract that Brett gave him.
Lifetime contract.
Yeah, I was like, he has an exclusive contract to an indie. Does that count? I don't know. Like, yes, it's an indie, but he can work indies. What was another question that was very frustrating? The tag team thing.
Because Tremont got hurt, or Tremont didn't show up for some reason.
Yeah, issues.
For Hate Club.
I was like, I would consider him a singles wrestler right now. Tag team a little bit, but for specific reasons, you know, right now.
And it would be funny to watch him come out to Kingdom.
It would be hilarious. Watch him. And when you said, is he a heel? I was like, no, definitely,
absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So yeah, how do you guys feel about that?
That was good.
That was a good one.
Yeah, once you guys finally asked about whether or not they worked in AEW, it's like no.
Because I think that whole time we kind of got pigeonholed into that. I think we have time for one more. I would say.
Yeah, I was trying to get you unpigeonholed. So that was like
actually fuck it, Ryan. Do them all. We haven't done happy hour for 3 weeks. Let's go a little long. Who cares? Is everyone down for that? Are we all down for going a tiny bit long over stream?
How long over the hour?
We just hit an hour, but also we have the 10-minute timer, so for like 50 minutes.
Okay, well let's do one lightning round. as quick as can be.
Yeah.
We'll start off with Mikey.
Let's get this out of the way. Are they in AEW?
No.
Great.
Are they in WWE?
Yeah.
Are they part of NXT?
No.
Okay. Cool.
Mikey, it's your turn.
Okay, so we're back. So we're on main roster WWE. Are they a tag team wrestler?
Currently known as one. They are not currently a tag team wrestler. They have been known as a tag team wrestler, but they are not. I think most people would not consider them a tag team wrestler.
They're currently singles, but they're
currently singles.
A tag
team. Yeah.
Some people would know that they were a tag team.
So most, but mostly considered a singles competitor.
Yeah.
But are currently in a tag team. Got it.
Yes, Lauren.
Did they have a match at WrestleMania?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. That's a huge. That's a huge. Lauren
narrows it down
been
by
nailing
a lot.
The huge questions. You're doing a great job nailing those big questions. You look at big picture.
Actually, with all the releases, it kind of doesn't narrow it down because WWE has to use everybody to fucking fill out the 2-night WrestleMania card.
Yeah.
Boop, boop.
Well, now that the Memorial Battle Royals aren't on the show with us, though.
The Dray.
Yeah. The armbar.
The Andrew.
The Andrew. it's Sean Jordan.
Yeah.
Alright, the Andrew got me. I don't know why.
That's what we would have said.
Okay, so were they in a featured Mania match?
Yes. Mikey.
So is featured to you, does featured mean like main event? Or do you mean like not pre-show? No, I was talking to Sean, sorry.
I was main show.
I would say main show, I would consider.
Well, I don't think there were any matches in the pre-show.
Did they have... Sorry. Go ahead.
There wasn't. Yeah, you're right, there wasn't. But, okay, so... Yeah,
did,
go ahead.
Did they have a match with a WWE Hall of Famer?
No.
Okay.
Lauren.
Have they held titles in WWE before?
Yes.
Is it Cody?
No.
No.
Again, question number 9. I like how on 2 separate questions I have notes that say not Cody.
Very funny. So we're not going to get to it. We're not going to do this one. But one of the names I had written down was Cody Rhodes.
Great.
Something.
Okay, so not Cody have held titles in WWE in a feature match. Sorry.
Like you...
I know, I'm writing.
I think I got one.
The clues are all there, Mr. Policeman.
Were they a women's champion?
No.
Okay. So it's not my thought.
Okay. So it's not Santino?
My
Santina?
Okay. My thought was Rhea Ripley, but I just didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna burn a question on, I guess. Is it Edge?
No.
Oh.
No, because they weren't in a match with WWE Hall of Famer, and Edge is a WWE Hall of Famer.
Edge versus AJ.
You asked if they wrestled a Hall of Famer.
I asked if they were in a match with a Hall of Famer.
No. You asked.
Oh, okay.
You asked if they wrestled a Hall of Famer.
So, okay, so you're going to twist my words. Got it. Writes down Stone Cold still on the board.
Sean?
Were they a... Now, I'm going to ask you guys, when the question about the WWE holding a WWE title, are you guys also considering NXT part of WWE or just like main roster when you ask that question?
The question asker is it, and that's the important, or the person who wants the questions is it, and that's the important part.
Okay.
Did they ever hold a title in NXT?
No. Okay. That would be crazy. That would be crazy if they did for various reasons.
Okay, let me fix my last question then. Are they a WWE Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Okay.
Lauren, bring it home, baby.
Come on.
My one guess I thought was the best one. Now I don't
have any idea. We've narrowed down a lot. Who are Hall of Famers who are on the WrestleMania card this year?
No, literally Edge was one.
Edge, Stone Cold.
Cold.
Vince a Hall of Famer?
No.
No.
Oh.
Which is weird. I feel like he would be by now.
Well, it's his own promotion, so I don't. That'd be weird if he gave himself a Hall of Fame.
But would you put it past Vince? I wouldn't.
So, we didn't mention Stone Cold. Hall of Famer.
I would say, I'm trying to think of anybody else who could have was a Hall of Famer who was in a match at Mania. The only two I can think of right now are Edge and Stone Cold.
And Edge isn't it.
And Edge?
Okay.
Edge isn't it, so.
No, yeah. He isn't. Okay. Is it Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah!
I'm Ryan, can I just say, I am so mad you missed out on an opportunity where instead of the ding, it was the...
Yeah, right?
It wasn't the broken glass.
Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah, when you said, did he wrestle at WrestleMania weekend? Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He did not wrestle the Hall of Famer because he is the Hall of Famer, not Edge. And I was like, come on, guys, you got this. I think Lorne has been the person that guessed the person correctly all three times.
Well, you guys kind of laid it up for me, but whatever.
Take sip of beer. Should we do one last lightning round for funsies?
Cody Rhodes.
That's it.
Lauren, and that is how you end happy hour.
Lauren, where can people find you?
They can find me for all things Your Dose of Death on Twitter at LaurenYDOD. If you haven't listened to the episode where I crossed the feeds and went into dimensions into the Spider-Verse.
By God, that's Indie Waters music!
Yeah, right? It's Indie Waters music. Y'all are like freaking out. Now you can find me there. But, of course, starting next week, I have a co-host, which y'all better be excited about, because God forbid if this man doesn't draw for me again, we're going to have serious we're going to have questions and answers and debriefings that are not pleasant.
You're fired.
Yeah, I'm going to go all Vince McMahon on his ass. Never mind.
I'll write
that
down.
Anyways.
Write that down as a future phrase. You're fired.
Yeah, I'm just going to Ryan ammo. But anyways, really excited for the new era of Your Dose of Death to start. And also, you can, if you want merch, please buy my merch at deathmatchworldwide.com. Mikey, you'll be happy to know the new design just got approved.
Hey!
So, yeah. I have a new design, which is absolutely fantastic, that Mikey designed. Yeah, it's just all I got.
It's just a plain white shirt, and on the front just says, this is my deathmatch shirt.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Sean, where can people find you?
They can find me every Monday on Pure Ring of Honor Retrospective Podcast. You can find three articles on countoutpod.com giving you recommendations for each day of the collective. I was part of the trifecta known as me, Mikey, and Lauren for Independent Waters, which released yesterday.
Yep.
And every Tuesday, I'm on the Mr. Warren Hayes YouTube channel for Hot Chicks and Hand Dogs.
I love when you say it every time.
That game.
For a second there, I thought
Warren,
you said,
what are you making this man do?
For a second there, I thought you said Hot Chicks and Hot Dogs. I was like, whoa, man, that's a whole different podcast.
It is. It's a whole different thing.
That name is like God tier, okay?
Hot Chicks and Hand Dogs, it's very good.
Also, this is not good for the podcast listener at home, but I literally just realized that Sean and Lauren are wearing the exact same t-shirt.
Oh, we are, yeah.
Oh my gosh! Look at that! I didn't even realize. That's awesome.
And Mikey and I are wearing the same. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
That was awesome. It's magic.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post. Mikey, where can people find you?
You can find me at MikeyM133 on Twitter, or you can follow Indie Waters on Twitter at Indie Waters. And of course, you can go listen to Indie Waters. We had three episodes this week. We had one. We had one Wednesday where obviously Lauren and Sean were featured, and we talked. We talked many shows from the collective. Then we also have one releasing on Friday, where it's going to be Zach and Guest talking about more shows from the collective, and then wrapping up on Sunday, me and Zach will be finishing with the old Indie Waters crew talking about the shows we wanted to watch at the collective and the shows we were interested in. So we'll be back to the old formula on Sunday, and I believe we agreed to take a break next week, considering we did 3 episodes this week. So
that's fair. That sounds fair.
We might take a hiatus after this collective review for maybe like a week, and then we'll be back to the old classic indie waters. But that's about all the places you could find me, and that's what I do here on the Countout Network. I'm mostly behind the scenes editing and stuff, so that's what I do.
Making t-shirt designs
here and there if I think of one, yeah. You know, that's me. Ryan, where can people find you? Throw the plugs to you.
I'm glad you asked. You can find me at my house. Address is 9...
address is 555-55555.
555 Ryan Road. You can find me
America.
On Twitter at Ryan Knightz. You can listen to me on Ring Post Radio every Sunday. Great show. We've got a lot of new listeners, so we appreciate that.
Nice.
A lot of people came out for the WrestleMania review of night one, so we'll do night two.
You were very excited to talk about that You were very excited to do that episode of Ring Post Radio, from what I remember.
Yes, night one was great. Night two...
I'm so mad. I'm so mad I only watched night two. Let's just say that.
Yeah, night one was really good.
Oof.
But yeah, that's basically it. We're glad you enjoyed Happy Hour. If you'd like the show, subscribe to it. Tell your friends about it.
Yeah.
It was a fun little game show. Hangout zone spot for the crew here of the Countout. And legitimately a way for everybody to talk to each other. We're our
because we don't otherwise.
No. We it's
we
silence.
Meet once a week.
No, we're all hidden in some secret doomsday prep chamber in the middle of like the Midwest somewhere.
We meet once a week. We meet once a week. We all wear our really long black robes with the hoods, and we gather around a slaughtered pig carcass and try to summon the Malakai Black.
The Countout Discord is just bots. That's just not bots.
Shout out to Gunther!
Gunther bot!
Kill Gunther!
I will kill for that Gunther. I love that.
When the Discord launched, it reminded me of the meme where it's like, I've only had Gunther bot for an hour and a half, but if anything happened to him, I'd kill everybody in this room and then myself.
Yeah, that's 100% what happened. Thank you everybody for listening to Happy Hour. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back probably next week. Brand new episode of Happy Hour. Bye.
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 This has been a Countout Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.